OK，外昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，今天大家早上好。然后今天是2019年的3月23日，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Oh, Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Let's see, next week I will travel to Japan, so our next class I'll be giving from Tokyo.
然后下个星期我就要去日本了，所以说下个星期六的课我就会在东京给大家讲课了。
And then in 3 weeks I'll be in China.
然后再过三个星期我就会在中国了。
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
所以说好期待呢。
I think we probably have some questions from last week, correct?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, so I'll start chanting Jaya Radha Madhava, and then I think we're on text 14 today, and with no purport, so we'll probably read a couple of texts.
Okay.
All right. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Kirivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasodhanandana Prajajana Rajana Yasodhanandana Prajajana Rajana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasodhanandana Rajajana Rajana Yasodhanandana Rajajana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we are on text 14, chapter 2, canto 6 of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说今天我们就一起来看一下盛典博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章第十四十节。
And the title of the chapter is Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而这一章的标题是 Vishnu 的使者拯救阿加米勒。
Okay, so I'll read the Sanskrit and then we'll do the translation.
然后所以我们就一起来看一下这个梵文和译文。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sankityam Parihasya Va Stobam Helena Eva Va Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam Ashlesha Gra Haram Vidu Sanketyam
为表示其他的意思
Parihasyam
开玩笑的
Stobam
作为音乐消遣
Helanam
漫不经心的
Eva
肯定的
Va
或者
Vaikuntha
至尊主的
Nama Grahanam
吟唱圣名
Eshesha
无限的
Eshesha
无限的
Agaharam
抵消了罪恶生活的影响
Vidu
优秀的超然主义者之道
Translation One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures.
译文：吟诵、吟唱至尊主圣名的人，立刻清除无数恶报，哪怕他是间接的。为表达其他意思，以开玩笑的方式，作为音乐消遣，或甚至漫不经心的这么做都不例外。所有精通经典的学者们都承认这一点。
So in this verse, the Vishnu Dutas are emphasizing, really the unlimited power of the holy name of the Lord.
所以说在这个世界当中 Vishnu Dutam 就真的是在强调主的圣名的这种无限的无止境的力量
And they've also described the four categories of Namabhas
并且他们在这里也描述了关于 Namabhas 的四个种类
So remember There's Sudanam, or pure chanting, and then which is compared to the full light of the sun. And then there's Namabhas, which is not pure chanting, and just a glimmer of light.
所以说大家要记起，那么其中一类的话呢是 Sudanam， 也就是纯粹的念诵，而纯粹的念诵就被比喻作是太阳的所有的光芒都照射了下来，而另一种就是 Namabhas， 不纯粹的念诵，而这个时候就是指阳光从云层当中透了一点出来。
So this verse is describing the glories of Namabhas.
因此这个诗节实际上描述的就是这个 Namabhas 的这个荣耀
Now remember that Ajamil his chanting was Namabhas it wasn't pure chanting
所以说要记住这个阿加米勒他的念诵是不纯粹的念诵就是 Namabhas 的念诵
yeah, So sometimes we confuse offensive chanting and Namabhas and we can't see the difference
而有些时候我们会混淆这个冒犯有冒犯的念诵和 Namabhas 之间这两种类型的念诵就是没有办法看得清楚这二者之间的区别
And so the Vishnu Dutas are saying that Ajamil he chanted the holy name it wasn't pure
所以说 Vishnu Dutta 就在说当阿加米勒他念出这个主的圣名的时候他并不是纯粹的念出主的圣名的
But it wasn't offensive either
但是的话呢他这种不纯粹的念诵也并不是带有冒犯的
So in this context offense means chanting the holy name with the conscious intention to free oneself from the reactions of sin
Oh, free oneself from the action of sin. So that's the offensive chanting.
Yes.
Okay, got it. 所以说基于这个上下文的背景的话呢，实际上在这里提到的有冒犯的念诵，是指一个人是带着这样一种企图或者带着这样一种知觉来念诵，就是他想要让自己从罪恶活动的业报当中反作用力当中解脱出来，这样的目的的话就被认作是有冒犯的念诵。
Right, the person is thinking, oh, I'll steal something, or I'll kill this animal and eat him, or I'll have sex with my guru's wife, and then I'll just chant the holy name and everything will be okay.
所以说这就可以比喻说是一个人比如说想决定去偷东西啊，或者是杀一些动物来吃啊，然后或者是要跟 guru 的妻子发生这个性行为啊，那么就他会想就是我做了这些事儿的话呢，我还是只要通过念诵就一切都会很 OK 很没问题的。
So this mentions the four categories of Namabhas.
因此今天这个师节就谈到了 Namabhas 的四个种类。
So we'll just go over them again because they're so important for us to understand.
所以说我们再次来复习一下，因为他们这些对于我们的理解是非常非常重要的。
And they're all mentioned in today's verse.
并且他们都在今天的这个世界当中被提到了。
And the Vishnu Dutas say that if one is chanting a Namabhas in any one of these four categories, that this kind of chanting frees one from the reactions of unlimited sins.
而在这个世界当中 ，Vishnu Dutta 就说，如果一个人哪怕是以这四种 Namabhas 这四种不纯粹的念诵其中的一种来念诵主的圣名的话，那么立刻就会清除他曾经犯下的无数恶报所带来的这个反作用力反应。
So we can say that one of the glories of chanting the holy name in Namabhas, even though it's not pure, is that it frees one from the reactions of unlimited sins.
所以说以这种不纯粹的方式来念诵主的圣名，其中的荣耀之一就是立刻清除这个人曾经犯下的无数恶报。
So the first category of Namabhas is called Sanketa.
所以说第一种这个 Namabhas 的种类叫做 Sanketa.
So that means it's you're chanting the holy name, but you have no conception of the holy name. You're in the case of Ajamiya, he was just calling out the name of his son.
所以说这表明一个人在念诵这个圣名的时候是完全不知道这个圣名的概念是什么，这个就是阿加米勒他喊出这个主的圣名的时候就是这样一种状况。
So that's the first kind of Namabhas is we're saying the holy name but we don't even know that we're saying.
所以这就是这个圣名的第一种类，那就是我们在念诵这个主的圣名但都不知道自己是在念诵主的圣名。
Or you're saying the holy name, thinking of some other object.
或者是你在念诵圣名的时候，说出圣名的时候，是想着其他的物体或者其他的某个人。
The next type of Namabhas that is mentioned in this verse is called Parihasa.
而第二个种类 Namabhas 第二个种类就是叫做 Parihasa.
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 So in this case, one is chanting the holy name, but in a joking mood.
所以说针对这种的话呢，就是一个人带着开玩笑的心态来念诵圣名。
Like, you know, the demon Jarasandha, when he saw Krishna, he was saying Krishna's name in a joking way as if, you know, Krishna was nothing.
然后这就有点像是那个例子，就是 Jarasandha 这个恶魔，当他见到 Krishna 的时候，他就这种开玩笑的来喊出这个 Krishna 的名字，就仿佛他根本就是一个这种小人物，就是一个这种无足轻重的一个人而已。
Or sometimes when the public sees a Harinam party, they begin to joke around, right, and make fun of the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that, right?
然后这也有点像是就是有时候在国外哈，他们在公众场合去进行那个 Sankirtan 进行这个 Harinam 的时候，然后就会有些路过的行人，然后就开玩笑，然后还在取笑就是这些奉献者，就像那种 Hare Krishna 那种声音一样的来跟着他们一起唱。
Okay, now the third category is called stoba.
而第三种的话叫做 stoba.
Yeah, so in this case, Prabhupada translated it as musical entertainment.
然后帕帕在这里把这个词叫做阐释为叫做作为音乐方面的消遣。
Yeah, another, it's kind of like a diversion, right?
这就有点像是一个这种diversion, you mean?
Well, it kind of means like with a different intention, a completely different intention.
所以这个实际上就是在说一个人当这样来念诵圣名的时候是带着完全不同的这个目的的。
It also sometimes is translated as chanting with anger or hate even.
With anger and hate?
Yeah, like Shishupala. He was saying Krishna's name, but with hate.
Oh, what is that person's name?
Shishupala.
Oh, Shishupala. 所以说这个第三种的这个的话呢 Stobam 这个词有些时候还会被翻译为叫做带着愤怒或者是带着仇恨。憎恨来念诵，就比如说像西树帕，然后他在这个念诵 Krishna 的名字的时候，他就是带着这个愤怒，带着这个仇恨来念诵的。
Yeah, so King Yudhisthira, he had a big sacrifice called the Rajasuya sacrifice.
然后当时的这个 Yudhisthira 王，然后他做了一个这个很大的祭祀嘛。
Right, they had to elect the leader of the sacrifice.
而他们必须要就是选出这个进行这个祭祀的领导是谁。
So Krishna was elected as the leader.
而 Krishna 就被选中就是作为这个祭祀的这个领导者来进行整个这个活动。
So Sri Shupala, he was very envious of Krishna.
而 Sri Shupala 这个人他非常嫉妒 Krishna.
And when Krishna was elected the president, Sri Shupala, he went crazy and he became so envious and he started, you know, yelling and shouting and disrespecting Krishna.
而当就是 Krishna 被选出来就是当整个这个活动的这个主持人的时候的话此时叙述炮听到这个消息就完全疯狂的就在不断的大喊大叫然后在 呼喊着就那种状态然后就完全是对 Krishna 这种很没有尊敬的这个表现状态。
Of course we know from the Bhagavatam that Shishupal in his previous lifetime was Hiranyakasipu.And he was killed by Lord Nrisimhadev.
当然我们就是通过这个圣典薄伽瓦坛就知道师叔炮在他的前世就是黑人亚卡西普然后当时就是他是被那个主女性哈然后给杀死的。
So anyway, when Shishupal started blaspheming Krishna, Krishna killed him on the spot. He cut off his head with the Sudarsan chakra.
What is the chakras?
Sudarsan.
Sudarsan. 然后于是就是当师叔帕他在当场那个地方然后就被 Krishna 给杀死了就是用他的那个 Sudarsan 的那个 chakra 那个轮然后给立刻就在那杀死被好像头给割下来。
And then the soul of Shishupal left the body as a brilliant light and merged into Krishna's body and everyone saw it.
然后而叙述他的那个灵魂的话呢就从那个躯体当中就是离开了嘛然后就成了一束非常耀眼的光芒然后就进入到了 Krishna 的身体当中。
Of course, this is part of, you know, Shishupal wasn't really a demon, he was just playing the part of a demon as part of, as, you know, for Krishna's pastime.
所以说我们都知道施术炮他并不是真正的恶魔，他只是在这个 Krishna 的逍遥时光里扮演了这个恶魔的角色。
Yeah, so eternally, Sri Shukpal is actually Vijay, the gatekeeper in Vaikuntha.
所以说从永恒的这个角度来看的话呢，实际上 Sri Shukpal 他是这个Vijay, 然后是他的那个整个那个大门的守门人。
So he went back to Vaikuntha. See, even in Sharada Nama Bas, it leads us to the borderline of Vaikuntha. We're not there yet, but we're right on the border.
Vaikuntha. 而最终的话呢，这种 Sharada Nama Bas 会带领着我们到达这个 Vaikuntha 的这个就是这个江，它这叫什么？边界线，对，边界线，然后相当于就是那个国土的边界的那个意思，就当然我们还没到达那个 Vaikuntha 哈，只是就是到了人家那个边边上嘛。
And then eventually it leads to pure chanting.
然后最终的话呢，就会带着我们进入到这个纯粹的念诵了。
And then our love for God awakens.
这个时候我们对神的爱就会得以觉醒。
Our spiritual body awakens.
我们灵性的躯体也会复苏，也会复原。
And then eventually we can even see the form of the Lord.
然后最终我们就能得以见到主的形体了。
Yeah, so there's lower stages of, so that this verse today is talking about the lower stages of Nama Bas, and then the higher stage is Shraddha Nama Bas.
所以说今天的这个诗节的话呢，谈论的是 Nama Bas 的较低的这个阶段，然后的话呢，还有这个 Nama Bas 的较高的阶段，那就叫做 Shraddha Nama Bas。
Right, so when we understand what Nama Bas is, we understand what the ten offenses are, but we're chanting with faith.Even though we have anartas are still present and we don't see the holy name, we're in this higher stage of Nama Bas.
Higher stage. Sorry, Guru Maharaj, that part I didn't catch. So chant with faith and then
faith. So Shraddha means faith. So chanting with faith. We're still in Nama Bas. We're not at the stage of pure chanting yet.
So you mean that the Narta still will cover our vision of the holy name?
Yeah, we're still affected. We still have material desires. We still identify with our mind and our body.
Okay. Mind and body. That's called the higher stage of Nama Bas.
Yeah, and we're chanting with faith.
Got it.
And
okay.
We're chanting with understanding.
Faith and understand. Okay, so, 所以说就是当我们已经知道就是那么 bus 是什么，然后并且我们也知道就是实相的这个冒犯是什么，而我们带着信心带着信念来念诵，带着这种理解来念诵的时候，所以说这个时候即便我们还会受到自己 anartha 受到自己的这个物质欲望的这种影响，就是还依然会认同于自己的躯体和心意，但是这个时候当我们带着信心带着理解来念诵的时候，就被称作为叫做 Nama Bas 的更高的阶段。
Yeah, so Nama Bas it cannot give Krishna Prema.
Nama Bas 是不可能带给我们 Krishna Prema 的。
But Shraddha Nama Bas means that we're following, we're chanting, according to the direction of our guru.
但是的话呢，这个 Shraddha Nama Bas 却是指我们遵循着，并且我们是按照 guru 的这个，就是他的这个训示，他的这个教导来念诵。
Right, we have faith in the prescription of chanting.That our guru has given us.
我们对于 guru 所开给我们的这个关于念诵的，相当于是药方一样的这种，这些训示的话呢，是非常有信心的。
Yeah, we're chanting with the knowledge of the holy name that the guru has given us.
我们是带着这些知识来念诵，而这些关于念诵的知识都是由 guru 所给予我们的。
That will eventually lead to Krishna Prema.
而这些知识的话呢，这样的一种念诵的状态就会最终引领着我们到达这个纯粹的念诵阶段。
Yeah, so Shraddha Nama Bhas is better than Jnana, you know, the practice of Jnana or Karma.
嗯，而这个 Shraddha Nama Bhas 肯定就是比这个 Jnana 和这个 Karma 的这种修习的话呢更好的。
Because eventually it leads to attraction and taste in Krishna Prema.
嗯，因为最终的话呢，这种状态它会带领着我们能够发展出对圣明的吸引，就是对，然后发展出对圣明的品味。
Yeah, so the practice of jnana will not give you love for God.
嗯，而这种 jnana 的这种修习的话呢，是不可能会给予我们这些品味的。
You may realize Brahman, but you won't realize Krishna, and you may fall down.
嗯，所以说这种 jnana 的练习的话，可以使得一个人就是觉悟到梵，但是的话呢，却还是依然。就是他还是会堕落下来，他还是没有体验到就是跟 Krishna 的这种爱的交流是怎么样的一种滋味。
So today's verse, it mentions specifically the four categories of Nama Bhas.
嗯，因此今天这个师姐就特别的提到了 Nama Bhas 的四个种类。
And it also mentions how even this lower form of Nama Bhas frees one from unlimited reactions to sin.
嗯，然后并且也提到了，就是这些 Nama Bhas 的较低的这种形式的话哈，就是这些念诵的较低形式，却依然能够立刻清除一个人曾经犯下的恶报所带来的无止境的这些反应。
And then the Vishnu Duttas, they say one more important thing.
嗯，然后 Vishnu Dutta 接下来说了另一点更重要的另一个更重要的很重要的点，嗯。
They say that all learned transcendentalists, they understand the glories of Nama Bhas.
嗯，然后他就说到，所有精通经典的这些秀的超然主义者都承认这一点，都知道这一点。
Jesus, he mentions the glories of the holy name.
甚至是耶稣基督曾经的一个这个祈祷祷文的话呢，都提到了这个圣名的荣耀。
This is called the Lord's Prayer.
嗯，这个被称为叫做祷文。
So he says,
督的这个祷文就是我们的天父。他居住在这个天国这个天堂当中，嗯。
Hallowed be thy name. That means your name is holy or transcendental.
然后这个他当中的那句话的意思就是，您的圣名就是我们的天父啊，您的圣名是您的名字是非常神圣的。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, he's saying.And let us execute God's will on earth just as everyone executes God's will in heaven.
然后他说就是让我们能够在地球上去执行主的意愿，就正如在天堂中所有人都在执行着主的意愿一样。
Yeah, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, he's saying, thank you for maintaining us. Thank you for feeding us.
然后他说就是感谢您能够每天来就是感谢您的维系，就是让我们能够一直存活下来。
Please forgive us for the pain and suffering we cause to others.
请您能够原谅我们对其他的生物体所造成的痛苦和伤害。
Yeah. Forgive us as we forgive those who hurt us. So if we can forgive those who hurt us,And God can forgive us.
而如果我们也能够去原谅那些曾经伤害过我们的人，那么主也会原谅我们对其他的生物体所造成的痛苦。
Lead us not into temptation, which means please protect us from illusion.
请您保护我们，让我们不再遭受这些幻觉的这种玛雅的这种攻击，这种危害。
For thine is a kingdom and the glory forever and ever. In other words, you are the only You're the only real power.
嗯，然后最后那句话就说天父，您才是唯一的这个力量。
Yeah, so that was Jesus's prayer that he taught all of his followers to say.
而这个就是耶稣基督当初就是教给他的所有的追随他的人的话呢，这样一个祷文。
Yeah, so he understood the power of the holy name of the Lord.
他明白就是主的这个圣名的力量究竟如何。
So again, today's verse, even though there's no purport, because it's mentioning the four categories of Nama Bas, I thought we should take time to discuss it.
所以说今天的这个诗节的话呢，虽然没有这个要旨，但是他提到了这个 Nama Bas 的四个种类，因此我就想还是有必要花一些时间来讨论一下它。
Yeah, and so the Vishnudutas are saying that Ajamil, he was chanting the holy name, but he was chanting a Nama Bas.
所以说 Vishnudutta 就在说，虽阿加米勒他在念诵圣名的时候，他是以这种 Nama Bas 的这种状态来念诵的。
And then they said specifically he was chanting in Sanketa Nama Bas.
并且他特别是以这种 Sanketa 的这种方式来念诵圣名的。
It means he was chanting the name, but he had a different intention. He didn't think of the Lord. He was just calling his son.
所以说这个意思就是指当他在念诵圣名的时候，他是带着其他的目的来念诵的，也就是当他喊着这个主的名字，他是实际上在喊着他的儿子。
But they're saying to the Yamadutas, you may not know this, but even this kind of chanting of the holy name, this Nama Bas, frees one from the reactions of unlimited sins.
所以说他们这个 Vishnudutta 就在给这些 Yamadutta 说，就是有可能你们都不知道哈，就是即便是这种类型的 Nama Bas 的念诵，就是这种不纯粹的这种念诵的话，都会使得一个人立刻从无数恶报的反应当中解脱出来。
And they're saying furthermore, those who are really learned scholars, they understand this.
并且他们也进一步的说到，就是那些所有精通经典的学者们都知道这一点。
So, four kinds of Nama Bas, and then which is lower Nama Bas, and then we have Shraddha Nama Bas, which is a higher form, which leads to Krishna Prema.
Krishna Prema. So those four kinds of, these four kinds of mention in the verse, they belong to the lower stage of Nama Bas, right?
Right.
Oh, got it. Okay. 所以说今天这个世界当中提到的这四种念诵的话呢，念诵方式，他们是属于 Nama Bas 的较低的阶段，然后我们还有 Nama Bas 的较高的阶段，那就是 Shraddha Nama Bas 带着信心来念诵，而这种带着信心的这种 Nama Bas 的念诵，就会引领着我们最终到达 Krishna Prema.
Right, so that kind of chanting, even though the holy name cannot be covered, the holy name is always, you know, like the sun, but the person who's chantingcannot perceive the holy name because of the clouds of ignorance and anartas.
Clouds of, So you were saying that holy name cannot be covered.
Yes.
But the person, okay, got it. 所以说圣名的话呢是不可能会被遮蔽的。然后只不过是把它比作，就把圣名比作为是太阳，然后而这个念诵的人的话呢，由于他自己的这种 anartha 或者是这种愚昧属性，这些云彩的话呢，受到了这些云彩这些影响，因此就无法完全的感知到圣名的荣耀。
Yeah, so when we begin the chanting, even we're chanting under the directions of a guru, and we have knowledge about the holy name.
About the holy name. 所以说当我们最开始念诵的时候，我们是在 guru 在灵性老师的这个给予的方向，给予的训示之下来念诵的，我们是带着这种对圣名的知识来念诵的。
Yeah, we're still affected by ignorance and we're still affected by anartas.
但是的话呢，即便如此，我们却依然还是受到了这种愚昧属性的影响，然后依然是被这个 Anatta 所影响着。
Yeah. So therefore, when we hear the holy name, we don't cry in ecstasy.
这就是为什么当我们听到圣名的时候，都没有是以这种狂喜的哭喊、那个哭叫的方式来念诵的。
Yeah. So by hearing, there's three kinds of ignorance.
所以说有三种类型的愚昧无知。
Ignorance of the holy name.
第一种就是对圣名的愚昧无知。
Right. So by hearing this class, we're getting freed of that ignorance.
而通过聆听这堂课的话呢，大家就可以从这一种类型的愚昧无知当中解脱出来。
There's also ignorance of Krishna's supreme position. A lot of people are confused. Am I God? Is there a God?
所以说第二种愚昧无知的话呢，就是对 Krishna 作为至尊主，作为至尊主的这个至尊的地位的无知。就比如很多人会困惑呀，就是哎，我是不是上帝啊？我是不是神啊？然后真的有这个神的存在吗？
Yeah, so by hearing Bhagavad Gita, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we also become free of that ignorance.
而通过聆听薄伽梵歌和薄伽瓦檀这些经典，我们也能够从这种内心的愚昧无知当中解脱出来。
And then there's one other category of ignorance.
然后还有第三种愚昧无知。
Ignorance of our own self.
对于我们自我的对于我们真实自我的愚昧无知。
So by the practice of, you know, Krishna consciousness, by chanting 16 rounds, following the four regulated principles, reading Bhagavad Gita, gradually these three forms of ignorance become eradicated.
你们看，所以说通过修习 Krishna 知觉，通过遵循四项规范原则，每天念诵十六圈，并且阅读薄伽梵歌，那么渐渐的，我们的这三种无知的这种形态，这种种类的话呢，就会最终都被消灭掉。
Yeah, so the holy name is never covered, but our vision of the holy name may be covered by the clouds of ignorance and anartas.
所以说圣名是永远不会被覆盖的，只不过我们看到这个圣名的这个视域，就是眼睛，这个你看不看得到哈？它是我们是被自己内心的这种 anatta 这些愚昧无知拿来给覆盖掉了，所以就看不清楚这个圣名了。
And there are three sources of anattas.
而有三个源头就会引发这个 anatta.
The first one is called asat Krishna, asat Trish.No, it's not Krishna, but it's a T, T-R-S-N-A, Trishna, Asat Trishna.
Asat Trishna, 所以第一个这个 Anatta 的源头叫做 Asat Trishna.
So it basically means our attachment to the material energy. Asat means temporary, you know, so being attached to what is temporary.
所以说这个 Asat Trishna 的意思就是指我们对于物质能量的依附，对于物质能量的执念。因为这个当中的这个梵文词 Asat 是意思是短暂的、暂时的。
Right, so it means our identification with the mind and the body and this imaginary self.
所以说这种就是指我们对于自己躯体和心意的这些依附认同，就对于这些短暂的这些东西，短暂的物质能量的依附和认同。
Yeah, so that's an anatta.
所以这个就是一种 anatta.
Or an obstacle to pure chanting.
也就是通往这个纯粹念诵路上的一个路障。
So literally, anartha means that which is not important.
anartha means that which is not important. 所以说 anartha 这个梵文词的意思哈，就是它本身的字面意思就是并不重要的东西，并不重要的事物。
So artha means something that has value.
Artha 的话呢，就是这个 Anatta 当中的中间的这个词根哈，意思是指重要的意思，重要的东西。
So Anartha means something that really actually it has no value or no reality.
The venue, new reality. 而这个在这个 arta 这个重要的、有价值的这个梵文词的前面加上一个否定的这个前缀的话呢，就是指一个没有价值，也根本就不存在有真相的这样一个东西。
Yeah, so having the wrong priority.
这就是指一个人有这种错误的这种对于人生的规划，就是认为什么才是重要的，人生的这种大事，他完全想错了。
Yeah, so one source of anartha is our, our attachment, to our material identity.
identity，所以说导致这个使得我们拥有这个，使得我们遭受 anartha 的源头之一，就是我们对于自己物质身份的认同，对于这种物质身份认同的这种执念和依附，然后导致我们有这个 anartha。
Our real identity is eternal servant of Krishna, but we're pretending to be something else.
我们真正的身份的话呢，是 Krishna 的这个仆人，就是永恒都是在去服务主的仆人。但是的话呢，由于我们对这种物质身份的认同和执念，就会使我们假装要让自己去成为另一个不同的人。
Yeah, so that blocks our ability to perceive the presence of Krishna in his name.
而这个就会阻碍我们去感知到，就是主存在于他的圣名当中的这样一种纯粹的念诵的这种状态，就会阻碍我们，就我们相当于没有这方面的能力能够做到这一点。
That's also the cause of our unhappiness.
这也是导致我们感到不幸福、不快乐的原因之一。
So the next category of anartha is called weakness of heart.
而 anartha 的第二个源头就是被叫做心灵的弱点。心灵的弱点。
The Sanskrit is Hridaya Durbalya.
Durbalya, Hridaya Durbalya.
Durbalya.
Durbalya, Durbalya. 所以说这第二个这个心灵的弱点，这个词组的梵文的话，这个词组的梵文的话叫做 Hridaya Durbalya。Good morning. Oh, can the signal is pretty bad. Good morning. Sorry, cannot hear you. Still cannot. What about now? Can you hear me? Yeah, 好像没事儿了。大家稍等一下啊，然后咕噜那边的那个信号可能有问题。哎，那个 Sumuki Mata 姐，麻烦你把上个星期的那个他们还问了几个问题，剩下的就是没回答的，麻烦你贴给我一下哈，嘿嘿，谢谢。哎呀，偶尔断线了。 这些好像是曾经回答过的。
嗯，
对，苏木基玛塔姐，这两个问题之前是回答过的。嗯，
嗯。
好的，你找到啊，就是我记得好像还剩了两三个。
嗯，
姑妈而且还没进来，不知道是不是我们应该重新呼下他。嗯，我试一下。
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Gurmaraj. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, you're
okay.
Okay. 行，来了，他来了。okay.
Somehow I lost connection, so now I'm using my iPhone.
哦，顾鲁现在用他的手机，然后来登上来听我们讲课。嗯。
Oh, so we were talking about the second category of anartha.
嗯，所以说我们在刚才在谈到的是关于这个 anartha 的第二个种类，第二个源头。
So the Sanskrit is literally translated weakness of heart.
嗯，而这个梵文的这个词组的话呢，就直接字面意思就是指心灵的弱点。
So hridaya means heart.
So hridaya 这个词就是指心灵的意思。
And durbalya means weakness.
嗯 ，durbalya, right?
Yeah.
啊 ，durbalya 这个词的意思就是指弱点的意思。
Yeah, so it means a tendency to lie and to cheat.
哦，比如说一个，它就包含的是指一个人倾向于去撒谎，倾向于去欺骗的这些倾向。
Being envious of others' progress.
嗯，或者是比如说嫉妒别人取得的进步，嫉妒别人的这种快乐的这种嫉妒心。
And longing for position and fame.
嗯，然后或者是就是对这个声名和地位的渴望。
Of course, these are a little similar, you know, to asat Trishna because, It's arising from our identification with the mind and the body.
嗯，而这些刚才提到的话呢，实际上跟我们讲到的第一类 asat Trishna 有点类似，因为它都是指这个a little similar to asat Trishna because.
Well, it's originating from our ignorance of ourselves.
Oh, 因为这些的话呢都是来源于我们对于真实自我的无知，然后导致我们有这些倾向的。
But it manifests as, you know, craving for material objects.
嗯，而这种愚昧无知的话呢就展现为我们对物质这些东西事物的渴望。
Yeah, wanting mystic powers.
比如说想要获得某种玄力量啊。
Wanting liberation.
想要获得解脱。
Yeah, these are all kinds of, it's kind of a material thirst.
嗯，是，这就是一种对物质上的渴求，这种物质上的饥渴状态。
Where weakness of heart, that's more, you know, cheating, deceitful, envious, wanting to be special.
嗯，so these are also kind of, what you just say, deceiving
weakness of heart.
哦，所以说像刚才提到的，像这种欺骗呐，然后或者是诈骗呐，然后对别人的这种嫉妒，然后或者是想让自己是很与众不同的，是很独一无二的，那么这些都被归类为是心灵的弱点。
Yeah, so from the devotional point of view, these are all the weeds that grow around our devotional creeper as we're chanting, and they have to be seen and pulled out.
嗯，所以说我们用这个奉爱的语言来描述的话呢，那这些就相当于是杂草一样，是生长在我们的奉爱小树苗周围的杂草野草，就是当我们在念诵的时候就一定要能看到它们，并且是有觉知的把它们拔出掉才行。
Yeah, so craving for material happiness.
嗯，所以说对于这种物质方面幸福快乐的渴望
，in all of its different forms.
In all of its different forms.
Yeah, there are many forms of craving for material happiness, right?
OK， 所以说这种对物质快乐、物质幸福的这种渴望的话呢，是有很多不同的展现方式的。
Yeah, so that's one category of anatta.
其实这就是 anatta 的其中一个种类。
And the other is weakness of heart.
而另一类的话呢，就是心灵的弱点。
Yeah, so our tendency to lie, to cheat, to be envious, to want to be special.
就是我们去欺骗呐，然后去撒谎啊，去嫉妒啊，以及这个去嫉妒，以及想要让自己变得与众不同、独一无二的这些倾向，就属于心灵的弱点。
Yeah, so this is like a fog that covers our ability to see the Holy Name.
而这些就像是浓雾一样的，就是覆盖了我们去真正的感受到圣名的全然荣耀的这些能力。
And then the third category of aparad, I mean of anartha is aparad.
Aparad，而第三个 anartha 的种类叫做 aparad。
So there are, offenses to the Holy Name.
所以说有对这个圣名做出的冒犯，
Offenses to the deity.
对神像做出的冒犯，
Offenses to Krishna's devotees.
然后对 Krishna 的奉献者做出的冒犯。
And offenses to other living entities.
以及对其他生物体所造成的冒犯。
Okay, so we have to understand this conceptually.
而因此我们就必须要能够在理论上能够理解这些概念才行。
Then we have to chant Hare Krishna and avoid these things or see these things within ourselves and let them go.
因此就是当我们在念诵圣名的时候，我们就必须要避免做出这些冒犯，而后就或者是就是在念诵圣名的时候，能够在我们的内里看到这些倾向，然后的话呢，再去放手他们，再去就是让自己不再去认同于这些倾向。
Right, so otherwise we're maintaining our material attachments as we're chanting.
而否则的话呢，我们实际上就是在念诵的时候依然维系着自己对物质的依附。
Yeah, if we keep lying and keep cheating.
如果我们继续撒谎，继续一直都是在去欺骗别人的话，
If we're envious of others.
或者如果我们一直就是对别人心存嫉妒心，
We keep trying to be special and famous, longing for position.
然后继续非常努力的让自己去获得声名，然后去获得这些权力地位。
These things will not disappear if we're holding on to them.
而这些东西是不会自动消失的，就是如果我们还紧抓着这些倾向不放手，他们是不会自己因为念诵就消失的。
And so Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur and the six Goswamis, they're explaining all of these things so that we can see them, so that we can let them go.
是这样的，龙哥。而主 Chaitanya、Haridas Thakur 还有六位哥斯瓦米，他们实际上都是在解释着这些事情。那么这样的话呢，就是当我们能够看到他们，看到这些 Anatta，然后最终放手这些 Anatta。
Yeah, so the anarthas are gradually eradicated because first, we're able to see them, and then we're able to let them go.
是的，能够，所以说这些 anatta 逐渐的就会被消除掉，被这个毁灭掉。但是需要就是首先我们能够得以看到这些 anatta，其次我们愿意放手这些 anatta 才行。
Yeah, we reach a point where we don't want to play the game anymore, and we just want to surrender to Krishna.
我们就会逐渐的到达这样一个点，就是已经不想再去跟这些物质能量玩游戏了，然后就只是想让自己真正的能够臣服 Krishna。
So, very important verse we read today, because it describes the four categories of namabhas.
所以说今天这个师节真的是非常重要的，因为它描述了这个 namabhas 的四个种类。
And it describes the glories of Namabhas.
并且还谈到了这个 Namabhas 念诵的荣耀。
And then the Vishnu Dutas are admitting to the Yama Dutas that yes, Ajamil, He wasn't chanting purely.
Wasn't chanting purely. 只是说维什努多塔在这里就是在向这个在向这些 Yamaraj Dutta Yama Dutta 承认哈，就是阿迦密有虽然说确实没有纯粹的念诵圣名。
Yes, his chanting was technically called Sanketa.
Sanketa. 而他的这个念诵的话呢，就是从技术层面上来命名哈，就被叫做 Sanketa.
Yeah, so he was chanting, thinking of something else.
他在念诵圣名的时候，他甚至想着其他的，另外一个东西，另外一个人的。
But because of that, even that kind of chanting frees one from unlimited sins.
但是即便是这样的念诵的话，都会使得一个人从无数的罪恶活动的业报当中解脱出来。
Therefore, you cannot take Ajamil to hell.
所以说，你们就不能够把阿迦弥勒带到地狱当中去。
Okay, so, I'll finish talking and then I'll open it up for questions and comments.
Okay, 所以现在的话呢，正课讲完了，大家就可以提问或者是分享了。Yeah, there are questions from last week.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看上个星期的问题哈。上个星期剩下的。OK, 来看第一个这个问题。感恩老师的讲解，我越来越喜欢这两章的内容了。阿迦弥勒的故事带给我们很大的希望，我们是否应该感恩我们的这些罪恶想法，让我们更好的理解怎么服务主？感恩，是否应该感恩我们的这些罪恶想法？让我们更好的理解怎么服务主？感恩。So Gumaraj, this devotee is asked a question that I kind of confused, but I will try to just, translate directly. I think you will understand. Okay, so she's asking that I more and more I really enjoy the contents of those two chapters of Bhagavatam. The story of Ajamil has really given us a lot of hope. So should we also be grateful about these sinful ideas or sinful thoughts, because of these sinful thoughts that has made us to understand better how to serve the Lord? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I can't figure it out.
Maybe I ask her to word her question again. So.
yeah.
Okay. 这位奉献者哈，麻烦你把你的这个问题，然后再换一种表达说一下，因为我没听懂，然后我也直接按照你说的句子。We practice Krishna consciousness by hearing Srila Prabhupada's teaching and the scripture. So this kind of statement has caused doubt among some devotees. So how should we react? How should we face such this kind of thing that, you know.
Yes, I understand.
Guru, 明白这个问题。
Well, of course, everybody has a right to their opinion.
当然每个人都是有他有自己是怎么想，或者他有他自己想法的权利哈，就是每个人都有这个权利，就是自己想怎么想就怎么想。
Of course, if we want to follow Prabhupada's teaching, then we should follow all of Prabhupada's teaching.
并且的话呢，就是如果我们要追随帕帕的教导，那我们就应该追随帕帕所有的教导。
He asked us not to leave ISKCON.
然后他告诉我们，就是不要离开伊斯康。
And to follow the Guru Parampara.
并且追随这个 Guru Parampara.
So first thing is, why listen to someone who doesn't do that?
所以说第一点就是我们为什么要去听一个都无法做到这一点的人的讲话呢？
And then, you can, if you study the art of being present and you study Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll see that, The teaching is there within the Bhagavad Gita, within the Bhagavatam, and within the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
并且第二点的话呢，就是如果一个人要是去学习这个帕帕的书籍，那么并且去真正的学习这个临在当下的这门艺术，这门艺术的话呢，那么他就能够看得到，就是在这个博加梵歌、在博加瓦坛和在这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的教导当中，其实都是有这个临在当下的这个教导的。
But the teaching is presented for non-devotees, especially who may not believe in scripture or believe in the holy name.
You mean the art of presence?
Yes.
哦，但是的话呢，这个就是临在当下的教导的话呢，是并不一定是展现为就是给奉献者的，然后而是可能Sri Guru Maharaj, you were saying that this teaching is not presented to devotees.
Well, the way it's presented for non-devotees.
For non-devotees. Okay, 所以说这个就是临在当下的教导的话哈，它就是这种方式实际上是展示给那些非奉献者。让他们来了解的理解的
So I purposely don't quote scripture.
所以说我是带有目的性的这个带有目的性的没有去引用经典当中的这个原文经典当中的诗节然后来把这门教导跟帕帕的这些经典当中是接上关系的接上这个连接的。
However, this teaching is also useful for devotees. They don't have to follow it or study it if they don't want to.
但同时的话呢，这门教导对于奉献者也是有用的。只不过如果他们要是不敢，他们要是不愿意的话呢，也不一定就并不是说一定要来去遵循这门教导。
But if a devotee has been chanting for many years,
但是假如一个奉献者已经有很多年在进行念诵
and they don't feel like they've made progress,
然后依然觉得自己并没有取得多大的进步
if they're still identified with their mind and their body,
而如果这位奉献者就是在多年的念诵以后还依然认同于自己的心意和躯体
still have trouble getting along with others and are envious,
然后依然就是在和他人的相处当中是总是会出现一些问题然后或者内心还依然有一些这种嫉妒的话呢
Basically, they're just not happy.
所以说简单来说就是念诵很多年以后依然还是不快乐不幸福的话。
Then this teaching of the art of being present and releasing might be helpful to them.
那么这门临在当下的教导这个艺术这个技法的话呢可能对他来说就会是很有帮助的。
Because it's basically a teaching that allows one to be able to look within, to see one's inertias, and to overcome them.
因为基本上这门教导是能够允许一个人哈能够帮助一个人往内看看到内心的这些 anatta, 然后从而得以去放手这些 anatta, 从而让自己能够真正的就是得到净化。
So that one can be present for Krishna when one chants.
那么这样就是当一个人在念诵的时候才能够完全为 Krishna 而临在。
But if someone doesn't, you know, is not interested in the art of being present and releasing, that's fine. Then they just read Prabhupada's books and follow the, you know, the guidelines that have been given.
但是如果要是一位奉献者他对于这个临在当下的对于临在当下和这个情绪释放的教导并不是感兴趣的话那完全没有问题啊他就只需要去阅读帕帕的书然后只需要按照帕帕曾经给出的这些准则的话呢来去休息就可以了。
Yeah, so I often say this, this teaching is not for everyone.
所以说我经常都在说这门教导并不是针对每个人的。
Some devotees are not ready for it.
有些奉献者还没有对此做好准备。
And some devotees don't need it and are just beyond it.
而另外一些奉献者是根本就不需要了，他们已经超越了这门教导。
Yeah, so it's only for those who feel like they're not making the kind of progress that they hope they would.
所以说这门教导只是针对那些就是期望自己能取得进步但是却依然就是很多年休息之后都还没有取得进步的这些奉献者是有用的。
So that's all I have to say about it. Everyone is free to choose.
这就是我对于此想说的所有的话，因为每个人都是有选择的权利的，这个利，这个自由的。Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next one. 我们再看下一个问题。小小的仆人图图说，顶拜亲爱的古鲁，圣名十项冒犯中，念诵时不专心也是一种冒犯。我们现在的念诵处在这种状态下，从这种冒犯的念诵到 Namabas 的念诵，最重要的是应该如何做呢？ So, this Mataji is asking that the 10 offenses of the holy name, so being inattentively chanting is also one kind of the offense. And now when we chat, we are just in this kind of stage. So how should we progress from such offense to Namabas chanting?
Well, that is it's also Namabas chanting.
Oh, the inattentive chanting is also Namabas chanting. Guru 说这个就是不专注的念诵的话呢，也是属于 Namabas 念诵当中的一种。
And the way to overcome it is to learn how to become more attentive.
所以说要克服这个不专注的念诵的话呢，方式就是要去让自己专注起来。
That's what the art of being present is about.
所以这个就是我教这个临在当下的这门艺术这个教导的目的所在，就是教大家怎么这个专注的念诵。
But there are many things recommended by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the scriptures of, you know, how to become more attentive.
但是的话呢 ,Bhaktivinoda Thakur 包括经典当中都有很多谈到就是教大家如何能够专注念诵的方式方法的。
Yeah, chant in front of Tulsi Devi, chant in the association of advanced devotees who know how to chant attentively.
比如说可以在图拉信女神的面前念诵啊，然后或者是在这种非常进步的知道如何专注念诵的奉献者跟这些资深奉献者一起联谊的时候念诵啊等等。
Yeah, there are other things as well.
所以有其他的这些方式都是可以来做到专注念诵的。
But the most important thing is to learn to bring your attention to the present moment so that you can hear the holy name.
而最重要的一点的话呢，就是学会把注意力放到当下此刻来，能够让自己真正的去听到当下此刻里面出来的圣名。
And make that a priority in your life.
并且把这个作为你人生当中的头等大事来做。
So it takes some practice and a lot of, you know, one has to be determined and have a strong desire.
所以这需要一个人进行练习，并且的话还要有很大的决心，有很强的愿望，想要来这样来做。
Okay.
Okay. Next one. Yeah, I think regarding the last question, the second one, you say you didn't understand, like the 8-year-old and the 18-year-old. I think Sumukhi Mataji is explaining that some people just think that, okay, when I can chant at the age of 80, you know, I can still, you know, get purification or, you know, free from sinful reactions. So there is really no difference. So some people maybe at the age of 40 would say, okay, now it's still too early. I can still wait until I retire and then I can start chanting the holy name.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. That's a very common, you know, people think like that. You know, I'll get initiated when I get older.
所以说刚才 Smoking Mataji 问到那个问题啊，然后就是这个8岁和80岁就是念诵是不是有同样的这种功效，然后 Guru 说他终于明白这个问的是什么意思了，然后他就说那确实很多人的话呢都会这样想，就会想哎，比如说等我退休以后我再启迪啊等等的。
The only problem with that is there's no guarantees.
但是唯一的问题就是这个当中是没有任何保证的。
Yeah, we may die in 2 seconds.
我们有可能过了两秒钟以后就死掉了。
And not only that, you know, why continue to suffer?
而且不仅如此的话，那为什么要让自己持续的受苦受罪呢？
Yeah, we think we're enjoying, but actually we're suffering.
我们以为自己在享受，但实际上我们都是在受苦的。
So why wait?
嗯，所以说为什么要等呢？
If you have the opportunity, we have to take it. Because we don't know. We have no guarantees.
嗯，所以说如果你有机会的话，那真的就要去抓住，因为我们怎么能够知道，能够确保就是在80岁的时候或者是多少岁以后还能够就是来念诵圣名来开始这个灵修呢？嗯。
Okay,
next one. 我们来看下一个问题。这个 Free and Easy 这位奉献者问的，感恩老师，每次我跟奉献者和guru联谊完以后，就觉得念诵更有力量和信心。请问这也是 Krishna 能量的一种展示吗？ So she's asking that every time I associate with devotees and guru, and every time after that, I feel like my chanting is better and I have a stronger faith. So,Is this also a kind of a manifestation of Krishna's energy?
Definitely. We're marginal potency, so we're easily affected by the material energy and the spiritual energy.
嗯，所以说肯定这也是 Krishna 能量的一种展示，因为由于我们作为个体灵魂的话呢，都是这个主的边缘能量，所以说由于是边缘能量，我们就很容易的受到主的这个灵性能量的影响，也很容易受到主的这个物质能量的影响。
Yeah, so we should take advantage as much as possible to always put ourselves in, you know, proximity to the spiritual vibrations.
嗯，所以说我们应该好好的就是利用。这些所有的机会，就是尽量让自己能够更多的去靠近这些灵性的震动，灵性能量的震动。OK。
OK。
嗯。哦。哦，Smoky Mata继续说的，年长奉献者说，40岁开始念诵，经过40年的16圈念诵，到80岁就可能这一生就回归了。如果到80岁才开始，势必要再度轮回，而轮回的风险是很大的。Yeah, she just, you know, regarding the last question you have answered, she said, you know, some senior devotee said that if a person starts chanting at the age of 40, then after 40 years of 16 rounds daily chanting, by the age of 80, then this person will probably be able to go back to Godhead.However, if the person waits until the age of 80, then definitely, you know, waits until the age of 80 to start the spiritual practice, then definitely will have to go through the cycle of birth and death again, because that risk is pretty big.
Well, Prahlad Maharaj said best, you know, you begin Krishna consciousness, you know, in your childhood.
嗯，帕拉的马哈拉就曾经说，就是最好就是你能够从童年时期就开始培养自己的 Krishna 知觉，就是开始让自己具有这个 Krishna 知觉。
嗯，We have a saying in English. I don't know if you can translate it in Chinese, but we say it's harder to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, that's true. old dog's new trick. Guru 就提到了这个英语当中有句俗语哈，这个俗语就是直接翻译过来有点怪怪的，然后大家去体会一下这个当中的意思，就是要教一只老狗狗就是玩新的这些把戏，就是比如说可能像那种就是马戏团里面的那种，比如说让动物们做表演哈，就是如果让那些很年老的那些狗狗来做学新把戏的话是更难的，意思也就是说你年纪要是越老，你要再去学习新的东西的话呢，就会是非常困难的。
But anyway, whenever we can be again Krishna consciousness, that's good, it's auspicious.
嗯，但总之的话呢，就是在任何时候，如果我们能开始让自己培养 Krishna 知觉，那都是会非常好的，都是非常吉祥的。
And we'll only go back to Godhead when we're ready to.
嗯，而我们只能在自己做好准备的情况下才能够回归神手。
It may be one life or it may be ten.
有可能是只需要一生就能回归，也有可能需要十辈子然后才能够回归。
But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that once you begin, you'll never stop.
one should begin and never stop.
Yeah, you'll never lose whatever you gain, and you'll never be stopped. Eventually, you will go back to Godhead.
Oh, eventually. So even the person maybe stop chanting, and still he will never be stopped.
Yeah, he'll come back to it. He'll, you know, if not in this life, then the next life. As Krishna says, you know, for the unsuccessful yogi.
嗯，OK， 而 Guru 就说到哈，就是修习 Krishna 知觉的这个极大的利益哈，或者叫做它的这个美之所在，就是在于一旦当一个人开始念诵圣名，开始修习 Krishna 知觉，那么他永远都不会失去自己曾经获得的这些灵性上的这些进步，然后并且他永远都不会停止。这个就是他的这个灵性，这个 Krishna 知觉的休息。然后我就跟 Guru 我说，那相当于就是，即便一个人，比如说可能开始念诵两三年，然后中间就有十多年或者二十多年都不念诵了，然后但是他都不会停止，对吧？然后 Guru 说，确实，就是你即便中间自己暂停了，但是的话，在来世的时候 ，Krishna 也会依然的安排你，然后再继续你曾经没有完成的这个休息的过程。
Naya bikram anasosti pratyavayo navijite swapam apiyashudharmasya triyate mahatobaya. Krishna says in chapter 2, verse 40 of Bhagavad Gita that in the process of bhakti yoga there's no loss and it can't become less.
No loss and it can't become less. 所以说在这个《薄伽梵歌》2.40师节第二章的第40师节 Krishna 就说到，在修习 Bhakti 的这个过程当中是永远都不会有失去，也永远就是这个你得到的这个成果也是不会缩小，不会减少的。
Right, it's money in the bank that you can never lose.
这就相当于是你灵性银行当中存的钱，这个钱永远都不会减少的。
Right? And when you have enough credit, you can leave the material world.
You cannot leave the material world. You can.
When you have enough money in the bank, you can get yourself out.
Okay. 所以只要你的灵性银行当中存的钱足够多的话，那你就可以离开这个物质世界了。Okay.
Yes, you can purchase a ticket back to Godhead.
然后呢，这个时候你钱够多，你就可以买那个回神手的那个航空飞机，不是航空飞机，那个飞行器，那个你回去的那个路票，不是车票，飞机票的那个钱了。
So there's no shortcut. We have to become qualified.
所以这个过程是不会有任何捷径的，所以因此的话呢，大家要一定要让自己有资格变得足够的进化，然后你有了这个 Krishna Prema， 然后才能够回归神手的。
Really, I mean, we can go anytime we want, but we have to want it. We actually have to want to go there.
实际上真的就是我们任何时候都可以回归神手的，就只要我们真的想。你只要自己真的是能够在当下此刻就想回归神手的话，那你就能够回归的。
Okay.
Next one. Jaya Krishna 梁谢奎，这位奉献者问的问题：居士对念诵圣名与在规范原则做服务，对哪个更重要一点？顶拜 Maharaja 莲花族。念诵圣名在规范祝福哦，是不是问的就是这个念诵圣名和这个按照规范原则来做服务哪个更重要 ？So this devotee is asking that for Grihastha devotees, chanting the holy name and doing service under the regulative principles, which is more important?
Say that again.
So for Grihastha devotees.So chanting the holy name and under the regulative principles doing service, which one is more important?
What's the other one?
Chanting the holy name.
Or
doing the service according to regulative principles.
What does that mean, doing service according to regulative principles?
So Guru 就问你问到的这个 在规范原则下做服务，你问的具体是什么的意思呢？嗯。Okay, so we look at the next one.
Well, anyway, Lord Chaitanya, he says that of all the processes of bhakti, chanting the holy name is the best.
嗯，所以主 Chaitanya 曾经就说过，在这个进行奉爱修习这个整个过程当中，念诵圣名是最重要的。
Yeah, right. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo and Nisteva, Kalo and Nisteva, Gataranyata. That the Upanishads also say that in the Kali Yuga, there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way but chanting the holy name. So it doesn't matter if you're a Grihastha or a Sannyasi.
所以说在这个 Upanishad 当中就提到过，就是在这个卡利年代没有其他方法，没有其他方法，没有其他方法，就只能是念诵主的圣名。所以说无论你是居士还是 Sannyasi， 那么最重要的就是念诵圣名了。
Okay,
next one， 我们来再看小小的仆人图图问的问题。一，如何专注念诵，学习临在方当下的方法，当向听到念诵，人生的头等大事，练习愿望。的确现在卡利年代的状况越来越严重，医疗数据看到很多人都活不过50岁。Oh, I think it's the Mataji who was just asking about how to progress from the one of the, you know, from the inattentive chanting to Namabhas chanting, and you have already answered her. And I think she was doing a summary here. And she said, you know, she types, you know, how to chant attentively to learn the technique of being present. And at this moment, to hear the chanting, that's the priority of our life, to practice and also have the desire. And indeed, nowadays in Kali Yuga,the situation has worsened, because the data shows that many people cannot live over the age of 50. Yes, so this is what she has, you know, summarized about what you just said. So you want to comment or next question?
No, that's very nice. Thank you.
所以就说这个刚才图图玛拉吉所总结的这些总结的挺好的。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看下一个问题，冰纯玛拉吉问的 ，Guru Maharaja 感恩您的仁慈顶拜您，请问没有修习 Krishna 知觉，但数十多年能带图拉西行住吗 ？So 冰纯玛拉吉 is asking that if a person does not practice Krishna consciousness but has been a vegetarian for many years, so can this person still be able to wear the Tulsi neck beads? So without practicing Krishna consciousness but being a vegetarian, can wear the Tulsi beads?
Sure, it's always, Tulsi's presence is always good.
所以Guru说确实是可以带这个土拉西锦珠的哈，因为这个在他带土拉西锦珠的时候的话呢，他都会获得益处的。
And you know, any appreciation of Krishna's devotees, even if it's, you know, not very conscious, will have a good effect.
Okay, 所以说任何就是这个佩戴图拉西锦珠的话呢，实际上也是在对 Krishna 的奉献者表达出的一种欣赏和感恩之情嘛。虽然说可能即便这个人戴了这个锦珠，也并不是说有这种觉知的意识，就是有觉知的意识是认为是知晓自己是在荣耀这个 Krishna 的奉献者，但是的话呢，他依然会带来良好的结果的。
It's called Agyata Sukriti.
这被叫做 Agyata Sukriti.
Yeah, unknown pious results.
这个 Agyata Sukriti 的意思就是指在未知晓，在这个没有这种有明显的知觉的状态下所做出的虔诚活动。
Yeah, so it can lead a person to eventually having devotee association and faith in Krishna.
而这种就是 agyata sukriti， 就是在未知情况下所做出的虔诚行为的话呢，最终也会带领着一个人去获得奉献者的这个涟漪，并且也能够带领这个人开始对 Krishna 对圣明产生信心。 OK， next one。
Yeah。
OK， 我们来看下一个问题，小草马塔吉问的问题，请问 Guru 内心的弱点是如何克服的？ So she's asking how to overcome the weakness of the heart.
Well, the way we overcome the weakness of heart is first to know about it.
所以说克服内心的弱点的第一种方式就是首先你要知道自己的内心弱点有什么。
That's right. Like, you know, half the battle of any problem is first to admit that you have a problem.
这就像是如果首先你要去跟一个问题作战，就是你要去战胜这个问题的话，那你首先是愿意 Sorry, Guru Maharaj, you have to first admit that you have this problem, right?
Yeah, first you have to see it and admit it.
所以这首先就意味着你要能够看到这个问题的存在，你要能够承认你确实是有这个问题的，这个在影响着你的。
And then sincerely ask God for help.
然后的话呢，再真诚的祈祷主来帮助你。
And then take practical steps.
然后再采取这些实际的步骤、实际的措施，然后来去应对，来去这个克服内心的弱点。
Right, any addiction we have, or tendency to lie, or you know, tendency to be envy, or wanting to be special, we have to bring it to consciousness.
所以我们任何这种比如说对某个东西上瘾的行为，然后或者是我们倾向于撒谎的这种倾向，然后嫉妒别人的倾向，然后想让自己独一无二与众不同的这些倾向，我们都必须要把这些带入到你的知觉当中，就是自己愿意承认愿意看到有这些问题的存在。
And then we have to confess it to the Lord.
而后我们就需要向主坦白忏悔。
And then we have to look for ways to stop that behavior.
而后我们就要去寻找方式来让自己停止，就是不再去做出这种错误的行为。
Okay.
Okay, next one. 请问 Guru, 年长奉献者说，如果对方不能够遵守四项规范原则，我们给予对方图拉西念珠就会造成冒犯，而且我们要承担这个冒犯的恶果。That if the person cannot obey the four regulative principles, then if we give the Tulsi beads to this person, I think Tulsi chanting beads, chanting beads to this person, then that will cause offenses, and we have to shoulder the bad reactions of this offense. Is that so?
Well, I've never read that in Prabhupada's books.
我倒是从来没有在帕巴的书籍当中读到有这样的一种说法。
So I don't know where that information is coming from.
所以说我不知道就是这个信息来源于哪儿。
That's all I have to say.
这就是我要说的所有的那就是针对这个问题所说的。OK。Okay, so Krishna Nama 这位奉献者问的问题 ，Hare Krishna， 对不起，好像从事奉爱服务不是啊，好像从事奉爱服务不是或者啊不仅仅获得回归灵性世界的资格，圣帕帕的训示我们从事奉爱服务要取悦 Krishna， 取悦 Krishna 的奉献者，因为前者并不知道处于纯粹的奉 Krishna 知觉之中。即还没有理解 Krishna 的仁慈。我好像明白这个奉献者问的问题了，就是你是在说从事并不是说从事奉爱服务就是为了获得回归灵性世界的资格，圣帕帕德也训示我们从事奉爱服务要取悦 Krishna 和他的奉献者，因为就是如果还是出于这种想要回归灵性世界的这个目的来从事奉爱服务的人的话呢，并不是处于纯粹的 Krishna 知觉之中，也就还没有理解 Krishna 的仁慈。 圣帕帕都讲过，一位纯粹的奉献者只渴求为 Krishna 从事奉爱服务的机会，无论是否是在灵性世界，如果在物质世界里也一样。如果能够在这里从事奉爱服务，他也接受，就好像 Narada Muni， 因为就像 Prahlada Maharaj 一样，他坚信 Krishna 对奉献者的保护。Yeah, so this devotee is mentioning that so doing devotional service is not just for the sake of gaining the qualification to go back to the spiritual world. Because Srila Prabhupada has instructed us that we do devotional service is to please Krishna and please the devotee of Krishna. Because if a person only wants to go back to Godhead, you know, go back to the spiritual world to do devotional service, is because the person is still not in the pure Krishna consciousness, which means that he still does not understand Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada once said that a pure devotee only craves for doing devotional service for Krishna, whether he is in the spiritual world or not. So if the person is in the material world, it's the same, because doing devotional service in the material world, he also accepts. It's just like Narada Muni. It's like Prahlada Maharaj, that he believes firmly in the protection of Krishna for his devotees.
For Krishna's name, Prabhupada, I agree with you 100%. Thank you for bringing for that reflection.
我完全百分百的同意刚才就是这位 Krishna 那么奉献者所说的话，就是我完全同意你说的这些。就谢谢你提，就是分享的这些内容。Okay, okay, next one.
Okay.
我。哈维·旺萨·达斯帕布问的问题，运弹程序练诵五十圈的意义是什么？净化我吸引纯粹灵魂吗？ So this Prabhu is asking that what's the point of chanting 50 rounds per day to purify the pregnancy or to try to get a child, to try to get pregnant purification so that I can attract the pure soul?
Oh, for the Garbhadan Samskar, yes.
Oh,
it's to purify your consciousness.
对，就是为了净化你的这个知觉，是这个目的。
Yeah, to attract, you know, an advanced soul to the womb.
对，确实就是为了吸引这些很进步的灵魂，然后来到这个母亲的子宫当中。Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. 连马马他就问的啊 ，Hare Krishna， 只是念诵不渡圣典，可以重返家园回归神手吗 ？So this devotee is asking. So if a person only does chanting but without reading the scripture, without understanding scripture, can the person still go back to Godhead?
Well, we go back to Godhead when, like, as Krishna Namprabhu was explaining.When we have pure love for Krishna.
所以说是当我们对于 Krishna 生发出这种纯粹之爱的时候，就像刚才那位 Krishna Nama Prabhu 所说到的那样，也就是当我们对 Krishna 有纯粹的爱，纯粹的知觉之后，我们就能回归 Krishna.
In one sense, there is, we're not changing our location, we're only changing our consciousness.
所以说从一个角度来说，就是我们并不是在改变自己的这个所处的位置，也就是说我们并不是改变自己从这个物质世界然后就飘了一下就飞到了这个灵性世界，而是说我们在改变的是自己的知觉。
So even if a pure devotee still has a material mind and body, he's actually living in Vaikuntha.
所以说you mean even if he lives in the material world, has a material body and a mind, and still he,
yeah.
Okay. 所以说，即便是一个纯粹的奉献者，然后他依然是生活在这个物质世界当中，他依然是有着这个物质的躯体和物质的心意。但是的话呢，由于他的知觉已经完全的变纯粹了，所以说他就已经相当于是活在这个外昆塔了。
Yeah. Yeah, his only, as Krishnanam Prabhu was pointing out, is his only concern is serving Krishna, so he's doing that no matter where he is.
所以就像 Krishnanam Prabhu 刚才所说的，就是这样的奉献者唯一在意的就是能不能为 Krishna 做服务，能不能取悦 Krishna， 这才是他唯一的愿望。然后他至于在不在外昆塔，就是都不重要。
So Haridasa Thakura explains that if we want to come to pure chanting, then we actually have to have transcendental knowledge about who we are and who God is. Otherwise, we can't overcome the ten offenses in chanting.
Ten offenses in chanting. 所以说 Haridasa Thakura 就曾经说到，而如果我们想要到达纯粹的念诵，也就是让自己的知觉完全纯粹的话，那就意味着我们必须要具有超然的知识，而这个超然的知识就是我们知晓自己是谁，我们也知晓神是谁。那么这样的方式的话，我们才能够避免自己犯下十相冒犯。
So the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they clear up any misunderstanding we have. They give us complete knowledge of the soul and the soul's relationship with God. And if we have that knowledge, then we can chant effectively.
Okay. 所以说像薄伽瓦坛或者是这个薄伽梵歌这些经典的话呢，实际上他们所谈论的就是完全是在清除我们所有可能会出现的误解或者是误会，然后他这些经典的话就为我们提供完全的知识，来让我们知道什么是个体灵魂，然后以及个体灵魂和神之间的关系究竟是怎样的，也就只有当我们具备了这些知识以后才能够有效的念诵。
Yes, we can chant with the pure understanding that I belong to Krishna, that I don't have any life separate from him.
Belong and separate. 所以说当我们在念诵的时候，我们就可以带着这样一种纯粹的一种理解，就是我们完全的去认为自己，完全相信自己是依赖于 Krishna 而存在的，我们的生命，我们的人生是不可能在与 Krishna 相分离的情况下所进行的，所开始的。
If we chant the holy name and we're thinking I am Krishna.
而如果要是我们在念诵的时候认为，哎，我就是 Krishna 呗。
Or the holy name is just another ritualistic process to go to heaven.
或者是我们认为这个主的圣名就只不过是另一种这种宗教仪式，哦，通过这个宗教仪式宗教的修习的话呢，我就可以到达那个天堂星球然后去享乐。
That kind of chanting will not awaken our pure love for Krishna.
那么这样的念诵的话是不可能唤醒我们对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱的。
Therefore, we need knowledge.
这就是为什么我们需要知识的原因。
Okay.
I think the last one. Oh, 有冰纯 Mataji 所说的。Yeah, so 冰纯 Mataji is telling you that I'm hearing that you are coughing, so please drink more hot water and keep taking care of the body. 保重好身体，多喝热水。And she's offering her business to your lotus feet.
Well, thank you very much. I always drink hot water now, or I never drink cold water anymore since I started going to China. I try and be very careful about that.
So it means especially drinking hot water.
Yes.
Guru Maharaj 就说，他说非常谢谢你的祝福哈，他说就是现在他都只喝热水不喝凉的，因为他知道这个很重要。
Yeah, I'm just burning off some karma that I've never had a cold for so long, but it's getting better. Even though I know I still don't sound good, I actually am much much better.
That's great. 那 Guru 说，他说他就是现在还在燃烧他的业报，因为他从来就没有感冒过，就感冒过这么久的时间，但是好像听起来有点糟糕哈，就还在咳嗽，但真的他说他现在已经身体好多了。
Okay, that's a good note to end the class on. I thank you so much, Sumukhi Radha, for facilitating, and you, Narayani, for translating, and I thank all the listeners and thank everyone for the questions and comments.
所以说 Guru 就是在说谢谢大家，就是来聆听讲课，然后感谢大家的这些提问，然后我看到这个当中还有后面剩下的两个问题哈，那我们就下个星期再说了，因为我也想 Guru 可以去休息一下2个小时了。
So, I look forward to next Saturday, talking to you from Tokyo.
所以说就期待下个星期六，然后我就在日本东京跟大家讲课了。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有人要皈依帕帕和圣典薄伽瓦坦。外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。Thank you.